A word for you from Exodus 12, verses 5 and 7. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house in which they eat it. God gave here very clear instructions, speaking about the Passover, which you would know about. This is the final curse, the final plague that God was going to bring upon the land of Egypt in order that he may receive glory from the hardness of heart of Pharaoh and his people, because they would not let Israel go. And yet this final plague was the one where God was going to work in such a way that they finally feared that they would all die, and then they let the people go. And what was this? God was going to pass over every house, every household that had the blood of the lamb that was on the doorpost. In fact, making a sign of a cross, the lintel being above and then the two sides, a sign of the cross, in fact, taking the blood, and then very clear instructions how it should be. The lamb was to be without blemish. And in the New Testament, it refers to our Lord Jesus Christ being without blemish, crucified on the cross. Our Passover. This is the only Passover which will redeem mankind forever. These Israelites were to be redeemed out of their situation. But the final redemption is fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, if any Israelite did not fulfill the exact instructions, they did not eat every part of the lamb that was instructed that they should eat, and they didn't do it on their lintel, on the doorpost, as God had instructed so very clearly via Moses, then God would treat them like the Egyptians. In fact, he says a number of times in this chapter that God would cut them off from the nation of Israel. Finally, in other words, getting the same punishment as the whole of Egypt, who would lose their firstborn of every family, whether it is human or animal. Is that sign of the blood upon the doorpost of your heart? Would God pass over you and see that you are redeemed? You have obeyed his instructions, you've used his grace, you've used the blood of Jesus.